Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Wyman and Bob
on Seattle Sports, powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming live on the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton.
The off seasons have been interesting for both the Mariners and the Seahawks. Now, the Seahawks are far from done with their offseason, but as far as free agency goes, in terms of any big moves, Dave, I'm guessing they're kind of done, I would assume. Or do you think they still have something up their sleeve?
They might still have something. When was it when they got, I think it maybe the first or second day. Never mind. I was going to say Averill and Bennett.
I think that was towards the end. I felt like they were hanging around for a bit.
Yeah, it seems to me. Because remember now, Michael Bennett, you know, I remember hearing that Cliff Averill was like disgruntled and a little bit of a problem in Detroit.
Yeah, that was from a texter.
Yeah, and I remember thinking, I think everybody there is disgruntled and has a bad attitude because they were 0-16. And then Michael Bennett, loved telling this story. I remember during the preseason, I made him my MVP twice. They cut him, the Seahawks did, and then he went to Tampa and just flourished. So, yeah, it could be a couple of guys like that, and you know, maybe it's these two linebackers.
Was there somebody hanging out right now that we're going, man, I can't believe they haven't signed yet? I mean, outside of the guys that Quandre Diggs is still out there, and Jamal Adams is still out there, but
yeah, nobody that like jumps out at you. But you look at Jerome Baker and Tyrell Dodson, the two linebackers, and yeah, maybe that's them. And again, I think it's going to be interesting to see how they play in this defense and what suits them, and yeah, some of the player situations, like maybe Schneider having a little bit more of a, hey, let's get this guy out on the field, you know, let's get him practicing, let's get him in the games, let's get him some of these young guys, you know, we talked about Kenny McIntosh earlier, and maybe that's, you know, and what about this, why is Bobby playing 100% of the snaps, you know, that kind of thing. Those are a couple of things I think that might be different this year. I'm not saying I know, you know, whether that's for sure going to happen, but I would be surprised if there wasn't a little bit more of a collaboration between Mike McDonald and John Schneider as far as, hey, I'm going to get these guys, but we got to get them out on the field. We got to get them out there, get them experience. There's going to be some suffering. You're going to have to, you know, I mean, look, Pete, he got used to really good play over the years. I mean, this is a team that went to the playoffs, what, 10 or was it 11 out of 14 years? And, you know, he was used to that. Yeah, they had good players. But I wonder if some of those little tweaks might be, you know, something that John looks forward to. Like, hey, maybe I'll have a little bit more of a say when I want Kenny McIntosh to be in the game. So that part will be interesting. But
yeah, I mean, it's, you know, to me, and we'll get into the question, who you have more faith in, who do you bet on making the playoffs first? And don't give me the calendar and the, you know, the difference in time. Just quality of team. Are the Seahawks a playoff team before the Mariners are a playoff team? I don't think so. I've got much more optimism right now surrounding the Mariners going into the season than I do. And we still haven't seen the draft yet, so it's not a completely fair comparison. But we touched on this on Friday for those of you that weren't around. Which of the two teams do you feel like is better set up to get to the playoffs this next season? The one that's just about to launch for the Mariners, or when the Seahawks get into this coming season? Again, acknowledging not totally fair because we don't know what they're going to do in the draft, and maybe there's some trades along the way that, you know, their roster is much further away from being complete than the Mariners, clearly. But, you know, John, we talked to him about their philosophy and free agency and adding depth to their team in the draft. Here's what he had to say about that.
In free agency as well. It's not you know, when you're talking about, you know, there's a cutoff, like, okay, are we overpaying this guy? Are we not offering this player enough? Is he just going to choose another team based on our offer if we're coming in too low? Or, you know, it's just that's a whole evaluating player and the position and how much need and all that. But you can't overdraft and you can't underdraft. You can't overpay and you can't underpay.
So you got to nail it perfectly. There's no room for error.
What he's telling you is that it's very difficult to do this. But John seems to have a knack for it. But no, I think that's kind of an interesting example, Michael Bennett, just because, you know, his path, I don't remember exactly what we were saying. I was somewhat excited just because I'd seen him his rookie year as a free agent and was like, man, I really like this guy. He's a player. And then they cut him. That was the 2009 season with Mora. So, and I don't, maybe they wanted to go a different way, but when they brought him back, it worked out pretty well. So he could still be kind of in that time zone where you can still get some free agents that are decent and, you know, before the season starts. And maybe it's somebody that nobody, you know, somebody cast off and nobody likes and John loves him. So yeah, those things could still happen. And I just think, you know, to answer the question, I really feel like it's the Mariners that's most equipped right now to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that's...
Which is weird. You brought up, what, 10 out of 4, 11 4, out of 14 years, yeah. Whatever it was.
But
we're so conditioned to the Seahawks being there every year and the Mariners not being there. So yeah. It's weird to be in this position where you're answering that question saying, who do you essentially have more faith in this very next season for each team? It's the Mariners. For me, I'm with you. I'm the Mariners. I've got more faith that they're going to make the playoffs than I do the Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, there's just too many question marks. Again, I do think, you know, at some point we need to get back to going through like, hey, we got two really good young running backs. We've got some pretty good players coming off the edge with Boye Mafe and Uchenna and Derek Hall and Daryl Taylor. We've got a really good receiving core, you know, and really four of them if you want to throw Bobo in there. And then, you know, I don't know, is Geno a franchise quarterback? He's kind of on the fringe. He's kind of middle of the road. So, you know, thinking about all the things that you have some pretty good defensive backs, some pretty good corners. I mean, not necessarily safeties just yet. But, yeah, there's a lot that you still have. And so I'm not saying that the Seahawks are going to tank and they're going to fall back and, you know, we won't even see them close to the playoffs. I just think that there's more things that are sure about, other than injuries, about the Mariners than there are about the Seahawks. And, you know, the year that Russ left, that's a huge transition, right, going from him to Geno. And I think at that point I said, I think they'll go 9-8, which they did. And the only reason I predicted they would be over 500 was because Pete and John.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you know, you've got John, who have a tremendous amount of faith in, but, you know, you've got a new coach and there could be some growing pains and things like that go on. So that's the main reason. It's not because I think the Seahawks are terrible and having a terrible offseason. I just think there's lots of question marks.
Yeah, I mean, they're not completely devoid of talent. I don't think anybody's saying that, but there are a lot of questions, you know, and they didn't bring in, you know, the big names where you know what this guy's bringing to the table. Now, they did bring in a couple of linebackers, and he talked about Jerome Baker and how he got on their radar and how these guys fit in.
Jerome, since the day he was released, really met with his agent down at the combine, and we're kind of presenting our case, and you know, we think it would be a great spot for him. Both guys have worn the dot, called the defense. You know, Jerome right now would be the Will Dotson, would be the Mike, is the way the coaches are seeing this. And you know, Baker's worn the dot. He can fly. We really liked him in college. He's just a run and hit guy. He's had a lot of production, a lot of sack production too. So the one thing that stands out about him is his range. He can really fly around the field, and Dotson as well. Both in coverage, and we're trying to get big up front and get really strong down the middle of our defense and then try to build from there.
I think he's describing better pass coverage in the middle of the field, and that's kind of what I've seen from both of those guys, especially Baker, man. I mean, when was the last time you saw a linebacker covering a running back like 50 yards downfield? I mean, he flies all over the place, and he can get after the quarterback, and so... Yeah, I mean, in this defense, and really, again, I don't typically say this because I'm like, hey, it's the player. It's not necessarily the scheme. But sometimes you're able to identify a guy who, hey, this is what, it's kind of like J.J. McCarthy. You know, I think a lot of these NFL teams are going, look, you know, he has a great running game. It's not like he makes all of these ridiculous plays like the, you know, Caleb Williams, but he can fit in our system and he does these kinds of things that we want him to do. He does them really well. And, you know, maybe that's what they saw out of Dodson and Baker there as far as the linebacker position goes, because, you know, those were the, there's, I think, on defense, really four players that, I mean, you don't have Diggs, you don't have Adams, you don't have Jordan Brooks, you don't have Bobby Wagner. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge hole. But I still kind of not sure about safety, but I think those two linebackers in some categories might be an improvement from last year.
Well, John went on to talk about the safeties. They bring in Rayshon Jenkins, Kayvon Wallace, another name. Again, these aren't the household names that people are used to. No. So maybe these are some of the diamonds in the rough or guys that could be the new versions of Quandre Diggs. Like, you're hearing the name going, okay, maybe I've heard their name mentioned. I couldn't tell you about their game. And then they show up here and completely excel. They get maybe just a different opportunity. The scheme fits them better. Who knows? But here he is talking about those two guys.
You know, we didn't think we'd be able to acquire both those guys and Kayvon. Rayshon came in a couple days before Kayvon, had a great visit with the staff again. Defensive back guys, Carl Scott and those guys did a great job recruiting him. Really live wire, cool personality. You know, could play in the hole, could play in the box. You know, he's a physical football player, great ball skills, lots of range, gets his hands on the ball. He's always been a really fiery, you know, explosive player that, you know, carries himself with a lot of juice. Great in the locker room down there in Jacksonville. The guys really liked him, and they only really liked him with the Chargers as well. And then, you know, Kayvon was a guy that, you know, we had talked to Philly about at one point and just always kept track of him and brought him in and just stuck with him. And he had a great visit, wanted to be here. And so the fact that we were able to add both those guys creates a ton of depth, a ton of competition and options, you know, for the coaches to really dig into and get their hands on us again as we try to get strong in the middle of our defense.
Yeah, I'm looking at Kayvon Wallace, and I know our guy Moyer was looking at him a little bit. I mean, he was a safety with the Eagles for 3 years, and then, you know, and then he went to Arizona. I'm not sure if he got cut or what, but then Tennessee picks him up. He doesn't really have many stats. You know, he's got one interception in his 4 years and 153 tackles. I mean, those guys are bigger question marks in my mind. Whereas if you go and look at Baker and Dodson, those two guys have produced. I mean, they have numbers. But the two safeties, I think, I don't know that you got better, you know, with those two. But hopefully they will, you know, serve some kind of purpose in this defense. That's not a ringing endorsement.
Hopefully they'll serve a purpose. I hope with you that they do serve a purpose.
You look at these guys,
you're
man.
Setting the bar pretty low, man.
Well, this is all we know about them. You know, and look, you got to be honest about it, right? I mean, I'm looking at he started like 19 games, Kayvon Wallace. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, after you lose Diggs and Adams, you're not going, yes, look at this guy. We got a guy that started in 23 games in his career. But, you know, you hope that he serves some kind of purpose, Bob. You hope that he fits into the defense and he's what they're looking for and things like that. And there's still time to get those guys. Like I said, you know, I thought that Bennett and Averill were a little bit later in free agency. So you never know. And hopefully John has those same instincts. But, you know, that's the thing. I think we've always trusted John's instincts as far as the draft goes. Because if you go and look at, he hasn't hit on everything, but if you go and look at how he compared the drafts the Seahawks have had to other teams, mm-hmm. everybody has, you know, the LJ Collier type of situation. So, I mean, that happens to every team. And
well, some are much worse. Some have Trey Lance. Some have Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Some have.
Well, and that's the 49ers who just crush it in pretty much everything, right?
Yeah, so every team misses. Every right. team misses. It Absolutely. Just yours feel worse because it's the yeah. team you root for and you're watching them every day. And when it doesn't work out, you're going, it stinks. That team wouldn't have done that. Well, you see teams blow top five pick after top five pick.
Yeah.
Or not even really blowing it. You know, maybe these guys shine in every category, check every box, and for whatever reason, it just doesn't, their game doesn't translate to the pro level.
Yeah.
So it's not that they don't know what they're doing. Sometimes that player just not meant for the NFL, I guess. I don't know how else you put it. The 509 says, hopefully they blow your skirt up, Dave. We're all hoping together.
Yeah, well,
and then
I mean, lots of question marks.
360, guys, isn't it a little early to evaluate the Seahawks? Yeah, that's what I said. I know it's not completely fair when we started this, and maybe you just tuned in, so I won't be sarcastic. But yeah, it's admittedly unfair because the Seahawks still haven't finished. They haven't drafted anybody yet. We don't know what the finished product will look like, but it feels like, for the most part, the heavy lifting in free agency is done, unless they're working on a trade that we're not aware of. We'll see what it looks like. So, yes, we're much further along in terms of what the Mariners are going to look like. And speaking of them, you know, we talked about, you know, do you feel better about the Mariners going into the season or the Seahawks going into their upcoming season? We had a chance to speak with Justin Hollander at spring training, and he just talked about, you know, not ruling out any option that would improve their team in the offseason.
We had to be open to doing anything to get better. There wasn't like a, we'll never talk about anything. We won't trade the young pitchers no matter what. We won't trade anybody no matter what. I just don't think that's a healthy way to approach the offseason. I know my great preference, and Jerry and I didn't have to twist his arm very long, is how can we do this and keep the core of our team together? We have a really good core. We're not good enough right now. And I think there were some interesting opportunities that came along early in the offseason. You never have complete information on any day of the offseason. You don't know what's coming a week from now. So you just try and make the best decision you can to give yourself the most options as you progress through the offseason. And I said to a lot of people when we got into the offseason in December and we're to a point where we were ready to start adding back to the core, that we have to give ourselves paths to get better. We can't just sit and watch the traffic drive by all winter. That not doing anything is not going to help us get better. We have to find a way to aggressively try and get better. And I think we did that at the end of the day. And there were some sleepless nights in there, like there where you know you need to get better, and you know the market is not totally cooperating with you in those moments. But you just stick with it. You make the next call. You try and iterate the next idea. And I think at the end of the day, we are better than we were last year. And hopefully it plays out that way.
That dude can talk, man. He is. No, I mean, he's good. Same thing with Jerry. Afterwards, I was like, man, you're a good interview. I mean, however you feel about Jerry DePoto, I sometimes think he doesn't get enough credit for, you know, like building the pitching staff that he has. And, you know, and this, it looks like, and a lot of times he'll say, well, look, we thought this guy was going to work out, and it didn't. It didn't work out. So, yeah, I mean, I think they both have a very difficult job, but they have lots of ideas, that's for sure. And they haven't, you know, as far as like staffing up, I think that's what that was a term that Divish used, you know, getting the offensive coordinator, getting, you know, a lot of different guys with eyeballs on this team. And it just seems like they've got every medical advance, every technological advance that you can possibly have. And, you know, I think it's a good franchise from that standpoint. And Justin's a big part of that.
Yeah, I just think, you know, and we asked the question on Friday again, for those that weren't there, did the Mariners or Seahawks, in your opinion, bring in somebody you would look at as a difference maker?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, can you say that about any of the Mariners? I mean, Haniger, but I mean, if you look at the two seasons where he wasn't hurt, crushed it.
Absolute difference maker.
Huge, right? Yeah.
They all come with the caveat.
Right.
Polanco can be a difference maker.
Right.
He's got to be available. Garver can be a difference maker. We've seen Mitch Haniger be a difference maker. He's got to be available. That's the same caveat for all those guys. But if, you know, you're seeing it in spring, I'm not going to lean on the stats, but Mitch just looks locked in. We talked to Aaron Goldsmith about that. He's had a tremendous spring. He just looks physically great. His timing looks great. He just looks dialed in. I don't think he's going to hit 400 during the regular season, but if he can just be available, he can be a difference maker. So you got, in my opinion, three different guys that you could point to as difference makers in this lineup compared to what they rolled out last year at this time.
Yeah, and you know, the thing with Haniger, once again, this is something I've kind of railed about that everybody talks about. Well, maybe they can just put him out there for, you know, have like 110 games for him, and that's not been the problem, right? Yeah. He hasn't worn down because of too many innings. He gets in accidents. That's what happens to Mitch Haniger. So I feel like he's due as far as avoiding the accidents, like broken arms and hitting the junk and all that good stuff. But, you know, when he's healthy, he is. absolutely a difference maker. Yeah. Would you say anybody on the Seahawks is a difference maker?
Not knowingly. They could end up being that, but in terms of what their history says and now they're here.
Including Leonard Williams?
He was already here. I'm looking at somebody that was not on the team last year that they brought in from the outside. He was here for 10 games.
That was kind of his big move, right?
Yeah, that was the big move. And it feels like, well, they didn't really do anything. Well, they committed a boatload of money to this guy. Mm-hmm. You had him for 10 games last year. He played really well. Unfortunately for a lot of fans, you don't see it because he's not a stat guy. He's not on the edges. He's not piling up sacks and quarterback pressures. He's there in the middle taking on double teams and creating opportunities for others. So,
Yeah, these two linebackers are going to love him.
I would hope so, yeah.
And he plays, you know, Leonard Williams does all over, up and down the line. So, yeah. But he's really the only big difference maker. But, yeah, same thing with the Mariners. You're like, well, if healthy, then I feel like we got a couple.
All right, coming up, speaking of the Mariners, we talked about a little bit of the news that came out earlier about Brian Wu. We'll start out the season on the IL with a little bit of inflammation. They did the MRI. No, there's no structural damage. They don't seem to be too concerned, but they're going to err on the side of caution. So he will begin the season on the IL. Meanwhile, Mariners also got some less than good news about key bullpen arms over the weekend. We're going to get into what that means. Coming up with Wyman and Bob, this is Seattle Sports on 710.
Whether you're planning a special birthday party for 14 friends and family or a company outing for up to 400 coworkers, Mariner's Suites are the perfect spot for your next get-together. Enjoy catering, VIP parking, private entry, and more. Reserve today at mariners.com/suites.
Have you considered surgery or even joint replacement? Hey, it's Dave Wyman, and before you make that decision, see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, at Seattle Sports and Regenerative Medicine. Why? Because he gives it to you straight. Dr. Wagner said my right knee needs replacement, and I appreciate his honesty and expertise. My left knee is fine right now, but the minute it isn't, I'm heading to Dr. Wagner for his expert opinion. I want to avoid another surgery, and I've heard so many patients rave about results from their 90-minute outpatient stem cell procedure with Dr. Wagner. He's a board-certified Seattle physician with over 30 years of experience and has performed more than 20,000 stem cell procedures, using a person's own stem cells to regenerate cartilage in their own joints. People with severe osteoarthritis, even bone-on-bone, are back doing what they enjoy without pain and without surgery. Whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before choosing surgery, see Dr. Mark Wagner first. Go to drmarkwagnermd.com.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wyman and Bob.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
Talking about Lefko's team.
They're not his team. He bailed on them.
I like Purdue.
I picked his team to go further than he did.
Yeah, the curse of knowledge. No, I love how they played over the weekend.
The curse of knowledge.
Edie, I'll tell you what, man. I thought he was just one of those, you know, big guys that... He's just like a big goon. That's why I called him the Bond villain.
He does have that face.
But he can run. That dude can run. And then I like that they have a Roosevelt Colvin's kid. I think his name's Miles Colvin, comes off the bench, but Roosevelt was a really good linebacker, pass rusher for New England, 51 and a half career sacks. Like seeing the NFL kids in there. Pretty cool. So, yeah, I like that Purdue team.
Yeah, they're good, man. They're rolling. And Edie is a dominant player, to say the very least. And
Matt's waiting to chime in that he's rooting against me again, but for a good reason.
Well, we don't want to take it too far.
I had them losing to Grambling.
No, you picked Gonzaga to win it all.
And I did pick Gonzaga to win it all.
Oh, did you?
I'm the only one that picked Gonzaga, I find strange.
Brent didn't pick Gonzaga?
See, no faith, the curse of knowledge.
But it's like...
What is the curse of knowledge? I know
so much. You know too much. You know too much.
You know all the bad that can happen.
It's not so much, it's too much.
You know the bad that can happen. So we've seen too much.
Well, you have talked about this before when we add, you know, when we get the brackets together and you're like... The times when I knew the most about all the teams is when you did the worst.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we were doing college basketball every single weekend. We'd have Pat Kennedy on the show. He used to coach Florida State. We were just, I was deep into it, talking to people like Bob Huggins, who I couldn't stand. And those were the worst brackets I ever did back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with his Purdue Boilermakers. By the way, Edie, bad interview. Oof.
He was focused in that one. He wasn't given much.
He was given like two or three word answers. Like, I felt bad for whoever was speaking to him. They were trying to, hey, you guys won. This is great. And he was just deadpan. Yeah, we're just playing basketball. That's what we're doing. We won.
7'5", 300 pounds. Yeah.
He's a big fella.
Like I said, I'm saying, hey, this dude can run. I mean, compared to most 7.5 feet human beings.
He can go the whole length of the court in like 5 strides. So yeah, that's true. There you go. Well, we were talking about Brian Wu earlier, starting the season on the IL. He's got some inflammation in the arm. Also, Matt Brash, Gregory Santos, doesn't look like they're going to be ready for a while. Shannon Dreher, our Mariners insider, in her latest article on SeattleSports.com wrote, if you're looking for a concern, look no further than the bullpen. It is highly unlikely we will see a 2023 Major League Baseball appearance leader Matt Brash before May. An offseason trade addition, Gregory Santos, has yet to resume throwing, though he is expected to move quicker toward a return. How much quicker? I don't know, a week before, 2 weeks before? I have no idea. But Brash, not until May. So that's over a month at this point. And then Santos, who hasn't even started throwing again yet, so that's not awesome.
No, it's not, and especially to me, Brash is just bringing him in with that ridiculous pitch that we've heard so many people, including when you hear it from Ryan Stanek, who's one of his peers. Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive. So
he's crucial.
Yeah,
I mean the fact that they picked him up, I think, is huge. Hopefully he can. He can be what he's been throughout his career, which is a very good relief pitcher. He's sitting comfortably in the upper 90s, and he's got just so much experience in the postseason when that spotlight is incredibly bright. So I think that can go a long way. But you'd love to see him in addition to, not instead of.
Yeah, Brash, Santos, then you got Munoz, Spire, guys like Trent Thornton, who had his moments last year. But yeah, I just. That's the one thing that will kill them if we start getting those injuries, especially in the bullpen. Remember how terrible the Rangers bullpen was last year? At one point, they were like dead last in the month of, I think it was July and August, and they somehow fixed it. But you see how important that was.
The daylights out of the ball.
Yeah,
and that's where the Mariners' offense, assuming guys can stay healthy, can help out this pitching staff, help out that bullpen.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not coming in having to nurse a one-run lead, a tie. Maybe you can get a comfortable lead more often than you did last year to, take some of the heat off those guys while Brash and Santos and whoever else are healing up and getting ready to get back there. So I know it's not what they've been, but it would be great to see this offense carry more of the load to start the season. Slow starts have been the story. We've talked about the Marine Lair and the slow starts. This would be a perfect year to really buck that trend. You need to buck the trend to start the year. You want to get off to a good start. I think it's really big for this team and this fan base to see this team come out in a really positive way.
Well, and then, is it the first 7 are at home? And you're talking about...
Yeah,
some,
is it a four-game series with the
I thought it
Red
was a four
Sox.
And a three.
Yeah, I think that's it.
So, I mean, and it's... You said something about the weather and, you
the
know...
Marine Lair, Dave.
So I'll be very curious to see, you know, if it looks markedly different, you know, as far as their approach, you know, of maybe playing small ball, maybe not trying to hit everything out of the park and...
Yeah, four and three. Four with Boston, three with Cleveland.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's important. That'll be interesting to see if that has any kind of an effect, you know, as far as the new coaching position.
Yeah, we'll see. They bring in Brant Brown, the offensive coordinator. Is there going to be a focus on really trying to adjust to what happens here weather-wise early in the year where the ball doesn't carry and everybody, you know, is beating their head against the wall and they're frustrated? Let's get out in front of that. Let's put a focus on manufacturing runs. Let's put some focus on putting pressure on the opposing pitcher with runners on base. And more importantly, when you get runners on base, let's really focus on moving them along, getting them in scoring position and actually pushing across runs rather than these box scores where we look at every night afterwards going, ugh, runners in scoring position. And then that number was always, it felt like it was always just so out of whack. I don't expect them to, you know, go 9 out of 10 or anything like that. But, I mean, there were so many nights we just looked at that just, really, 2 for 12? 3 for 14? What? You know, just so many opportunities they just couldn't manufacture runs. They couldn't handle some of the good fortune of getting runners on. So, yeah, that's something that needs to be rectified. And, if they again, doing it out of the gates, I think getting off to a good start is always a good thing. That's stating the obvious. But I think it's particularly important for this team because of what they're dealing with the bullpen.
Yeah, you know, and to me, for whatever reason, the Andres Munoz and Matt Brash sort of combination to me is so key to the bullpen and what they do. And I do worry about Brash. I mean, we talked about this. He's not a big dude. I think he's listed at 165. He's not 165, Bob. And you look at, you know, just the torque that he puts his arm through to throw that ridiculous pitch that he throws that Ryan Stanek called, what do you call it, make-believe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, I worry about him probably the most as far as, I don't know, I'm not saying he's frail or anything like that. I just...
Hey, you think he's soft.
No, I don't think he's soft either.
He's listed at 6'1", 173.
No way.
What do you think he is?
I think he's like a buck 65, maybe a little bit less. Not sure if he's ever lifted a weight in his life, and he just knows how to sling a ball, man. That's it.
Never touched a weight. I wonder if Murphy ever gave him a hard time the way he gave our guy Adam Gresh. You're lifting? Never would have guessed.
That's not very nice.
That was such a great line. I love it. But yeah, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if his build needs to change at all to account for the way he throws the ball. I don't know if, you know, in terms of maybe he needs to get a hold of Logan Gilbert's bag of gadgets there. Start there working with some of those. Put the oven mitt on for a while. See if that helps.
Well, and then what was the place that he went to? Armory?
Armory in Florida.
Yeah, and they got his movement right. And now I don't know if that screws up Brash's, you know, the degree of on his slider or whatever, but, you know, if it's going to keep him healthy,
I would hope, you know, if it becomes a chronic thing. I mean, he pitched a ton last year, so who knows, you know, what sort
should
of
he be rested by now,
residual
though?
Effect there was. I don't know. I don't really know when your arm isn't used to that, and then it's like 0 to 100.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Hopefully this is all minor. They just need to get through this first month and get everybody healthy, keep everybody that's currently healthy, and then get these guys back. And be great to see what this team looks like. All right, coming up, we might have discovered a new way to tackle in the NFL, and it's what we learn. Coming up with Wyman and Bob, this is Seattle Sports on 710.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Have you considered surgery or even joint replacement? Hey, it's Dave Wyman, and before you make that decision, see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, at Seattle Sports and Regenerative Medicine. Why? Because he gives it to you straight. Dr. Wagner said my right knee needs replacement, and I appreciate his honesty and expertise. My left knee is fine right now, but the minute it isn't, I'm heading to Dr. Wagner for his expert opinion. I want to avoid another surgery, and I've heard so many patients rave about results from their 90-minute outpatient stem cell procedure with Dr. Wagner. He's a board-certified Seattle physician with over 30 years of experience and has performed more than 20,000 stem cell procedures, using a person's own stem cells to regenerate cartilage in their own joints. People with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, are back doing what they enjoy without pain and without surgery. Whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before choosing surgery, see Dr. Mark Wagner first. Go to drmarkwagnermd.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a house of learned doctors.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What did we learn today?
No one's a bigger idiot than me.
Stupidity is the easiest way out.
I like the spelling lesson that's taking place between you and Matt here during the break.
Apparently, we're still learning things as we start this segment.
The learning never stops.
I was just listening. I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Yeah.
Way, W-A-Y, scarf, S-C. A-R-F-F?
He got it, folks. Way congratulations.
Scarf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, hold on.
There's been lots of times I've heard, way scarf, and I'm not sure.
Have you never had that curiosity until now? That's run for, like, years.
I was curious the very first time I heard it.
Oh.
This is the first time he's just pursued it to that
never
level.
Never brought it up on the air, I guess. Spelling.
Yeah, they get a free plug there. There you go.
There we go.
There you go.
You're
welcome.
Wyman.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. What else did we learn?
Yeah, we learned earlier that we're having a nice interview with Aaron Goldsmith until it got interrupted.
But does it need to be? No, it doesn't, because the Mariners have, I don't know.
Yeah, he definitely could use a second dog. He likes.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
What happened there?
Aaron?
Did we just get into the middle of another call?
We definitely could use a second dog, I think is what she said.
What the hell happened there? Aaron's gone. We got another voice on the line, and they're talking about dogs? That was cool.
You know, when grandma comes and picks up my daughter for Taekwondo class, sometimes her Bluetooth takes over in her car, I guess.
That was your grandmother?
Yeah.
Oh, that was cute.
That's my mom.
Your mom.
Nice cameo.
Is she getting another dog?
You guys have to tell me, to be honest.
That was so random.
I like that she's taking her granddaughter to Taekwondo.
Yeah, and advocating for another dog.
She's going to
definitely use a second dog.
Yeah, always. She's going to dominate the dojo.
That's right, until Kramer gets there.
Well, I'm thinking she might be able to take Goldie down.
Probably.
Yeah. If I ever see that young lady, I'm going to go over and kick him in the shins. See how he handles it.
Dad won't mind. Go ahead. Yeah, that was funny. We're all looking at each other like, what the hell's happening here? What is that? Who is that? Yeah, that was from our conversation with Aaron Goldsmith earlier in the show. If you guys missed that, it's on the podcast page. What else did we learn?
Well, if you thought that wasn't wild enough, how about learning about Red Dragon underwear and Jelly Bellies?
How dare you,
sir? Do you have Red Dragon underwear or have
Absolutely
any idea what that is?
Absolutely, I do not. The only Red Dragon I can think of is the Hannibal Lecter movie before Silence of the Lambs, and I really hope that's not what the answer is.
Do you know what it is, Lefko?
No, I was going to say, I'll Google portable washing machine, which I did. I'm not going to Google Red Dragon underwear,
yeah,
at least
ahead.
On this computer.
Eight M&Ms.
It's gonna eight have M&Ms? Eight. What color?
I don't know. You would have eight Jelly Bellies that you wouldn't share with anybody else. And then you would make sure they were all the proper flavors.
Did you know what this is about, guys? Shannon sent Bob a picture of me eating Jelly Bellies and said, you know, these were for you to bring in for the guys and everything. And Bob won't let it go.
She said,
well, they don't seem to have arrived.
Oh, no, they're not going anywhere. Right. She said something about Dave's not playing well with others or something like they're not sharing with his friends. And next time he's out of luck, she used different words.
Yeah, because she brought home one. Yeah. And, you know, she brought it home. I'm like, oh, cool. She's like, no, that's for the guys. I'm like, no, I'm going to eat this one.
I like that Dave's just like, nope, these are mine.
So to follow up, we had somebody ask for the address because, what is it?
They've got a Jelly Belly connection.
His brother is the guy for all of North America for Jelly Belly.
Ooh.
Let me know what you want. And he said something about we got to save this, some kind of a online menu.
Well, they just have a big catalog.
Yeah.
So they basically pick some stuff.
Exactly.
We can go with the classic 49 flavor mix.
We get the hookup, man.
You can get all the sour milk ones you want.
Sour milk?
That was on the...
Oh, those are the nasty ones?
All butter popcorn.
Did you guys ever...
Please.
Yeah. That and Juicy Pear.
Juicy Pear.
Did you guys ever do the Dirty Sock, Booger, whatever flavors they had?
Booger flavor, no.
They did have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still have them.
Okay.
Didn't it have a game attached to it, though, like a spin?
Yeah.
Like you spin it.
But then you mixed it in to the actual Jelly Bellies. So we ended up playing the game. We ended up playing the game unintentionally.
Yeah. Some of them. I didn't dump them all in there.
No, there's like half a box still from like 2 years ago. And then the other half we ate.
They have one that looks, they both look the same.
Yeah.
And you're either going to get like Juicy Pear or Dirty Socks, right?
Yeah. They showed them side by side. Like this one's.
I can't.
Well, no, the white one. The one was sour milk, which I didn't know existed. And then
like coconut or something.
Yeah. So they look exactly the same.
You didn't know sour milk existed?
Not in a jelly bean form, no.
You ever accidentally drink sour milk?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not
good.
Yeah, nobody wins.
Well, and the other question I thought for sure somebody would ask, how do you know what boogers taste like? All right, is anybody going to go, oh, yeah, this is boogers?
So somebody's in the factory going, I haven't quite got it right yet.
Yeah.
Still missing something.
Let's really refine that booger taste in our jelly bean.
Geez.
What was up? What was this with the Red Dragon underwear, though?
It was a continuation of Dan Hurley's superstitions.
Yeah.
Because the eight M&Ms.
He had to eat eight M&Ms before the game. He had to wear the same suit, the same Red Dragon underwear, whatever the heck that meant.
So that's just a brand, I take it?
I don't know.
You looked it up.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of red underwear. It was red.
Was that the brand name?
I think so.
I thought maybe it was underwear with a picture of a dragon on it.
There was a dragon.
Matt and Mike have the corporate computer, so they didn't want to look up in case it's
why? It was in reference to a sports story. It's completely legit.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, Dan Hurley underwear. Yeah, I'm not going to search that.
Yeah. HR only buys that excuse too many times.
you've already used it a few times.
Yeah, I've already used it a few times this week, so I can't do it again.
All right. What else did we learn besides Matt's little peccadilloes there?
Yeah, well, this was a big topic to start the show. We learned a new way to tackle in the NFL.
I'm like you. It's almost kind of like a car crash. I'm like, all right, let's have a look. This is going to be interesting. Have fun with this. And 253 texted him what I was thinking on the way here. I was thinking about it. At 253, he or she said, you should just be able to trip from behind now.
Trip him.
Yeah, it's safer. You're not going to land. Just kick their feet. No injury. Maybe they twist an ankle, but that's better than landing on their legs.
I mean, can you do that?
Well, I think you're allowed to with your hand, but you can't with your feet, right? You
yeah.
Stick your foot there, kick somebody's heel, kick their foot like you do in grade school, you know,
yeah.
Walking behind somebody, kick their foot and trip them.
Oh, you used to do that, Bob? That's mean.
We used to do it. Me and my friends would do it to each other. We thought it was hilarious.
It was a sign of love.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Gotcha, you know. Why not just like a soccer slide tackle? Like you're going to slide and kick their feet out and they go down.
It's giving us something to look forward to, because I'm just very curious to see how they're going to regulate this whole thing and what's going to be the difference between one. And again, look up DK Metcalf when he chases down Buda Baker. Tell me if that's a hip drop tackle. I mean, you want to take that away?
It's going to be up to the officials to tell you. Good luck to them.
Yep.
Did we learn anything else? Yeah, we got a quick one we learned. We learned that Matt is back in game shape.
And then what do they do, Matt?
Push.
Subscribe. There we go. He's back, everybody. He's back. It didn't go well when we were in Arizona. He was frazzled. He was stressed. He had ice on his foot. Just was the wrong time.
Oh, yeah. How's your foot?
Better. No longer needs icing.
That's good. Okay. That's good.
You threw the part where you're going to complain about it?
Oh, no, never. I'll always complain about it. It's what I do here.
Good to have you back, Matt.
I can always complain, Bob.
That's right.
If you really can count on me for one thing, it's complaining.
He's really good at it.
Really sympathetic for your hurt foot.
Oh, yeah. You can hear it in Dave's voice.
No, I can hear the love all the way from Arizona.
Yeah, just wondering when the whining's going to stop. That's all.
All right. Never. There you go. That's it for us, everybody. Want to thank our guest today, Tim Brando. Really good stuff from him on the world of college basketball, the NCAA tournament, and more importantly, the coaching changes at Washington State and Washington. So definitely check that out if you missed it. And of course, the voice of your Seattle Mariners, Aaron Goldsmith, joined us as well as we get you ready for opening day coming up on Thursday. So check that out as well. Just head to seattlesports.com, click the podcast tab, scroll down to our picture, click on that. And it's right there waiting for you. Click subscribe. That makes everybody's life that much better and easier. Have a great night, everybody. We're back tomorrow with Wyman and Bob. This is Seattle Sports on 710.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save.